Good morning. Our question today is, as it relates to the Sfiras HaOmer, the counting of the Omer, when should we do that? And in particular, we're talking about somebody who's at Marev, the Tzibor, making a decision at Marev. Should they be inserting it before Aleinu? Or should we be saying it after Aleinu? In other words, should we daven our normal Marev, including Aleinu, and then only thereafter count the Sfiras HaOmer, or should we insert it before Aleinu? So in fact, to say for Minhag Yisrael Torah brings that there are two Minhagim in this regard. We're going to start out with the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that we insert the Sfiras HaOmer before Aleinu, not after Aleinu, but before Aleinu. And he explains as follows. The Pasuk tells us, Sheba, Shabbasos, Temimos, Tihiena, which means that they should be full days. And what that means is when we are counting, we should count at, as early as possible so that counting of the Sfira of that day is on as much of the day, the full day as possible. So if we have a choice between delaying it to the end of Aleinu, after Aleinu, or before Aleinu, in order for it to be more tamim, more full of a day, we want to insert it before Aleinu and not after Aleinu. So that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. We want to count Sfiras HaOmer before Aleinu, so it's more tamid and not after Aleinu. The Baal HaTanya agrees with that psak. The Baal HaTanya says that we do insert the Sfiras HaOmer before Aleinu, but for a different reason. He says that the Sfiras HaOmer includes the saying of Psukim, and as Mizmor, we say various things in the Sfiras HaOmer, and it's not fitting to say the Kaddish Yosum after that. The Kaddish Yosum fits after Aleinu. It was instituted to be after Aleinu and not after the Sfiras HaOmer. It's just not a fitting concept. It's just not fitting material to have the Kaddish Yosum after the Sfiras HaOmer. Accordingly, based on that, because we want the Kaddish Yosum after Aleinu, what we're going to do is insert the Sfiras HaOmer before Aleinu, because we would like the Kaddish Yosum also on the Sfiras HaOmer, but it has to be primarily on the Aleinu, after the Aleinu, so that's going to be the order. We're going to do Sfiras HaOmer, we could do Aleinu. Aleinu has to be followed by the Kaddish Yosum, and we also want the Kaddish Yosum to be on the Sfira, which is before Aleinu. So that is the Psak of the Baal HaTanya. And we have a third rationale why this should be the order. The order should be the Sfiras HaOmer and then Aleinu, brought by the Sefer Minchas HaOmer. And he says the concept of Aleinu is that it's the closer. We close our davening with it. We close various mitzvahs on it. For example, the Bris Milah, we say Aleinu at the way end. Kiddush Levana, we say Aleinu at the way end. Accordingly, we're not going to close with Sfiras HaOmer, put the Sfiras HaOmer before the closing tefillah, which is Aleinu, and that is the third rationale for the minhag to say Sfiras HaOmer before Aleinu and not after Aleinu. On the other hand, there are achronim who are of the view that we say Sfiras HaOmer after Aleinu. The Sefer Sharei Rachmin of the Groh says that that is the case. We do say Aleinu and then Sfiras HaOmer. Likutei Maharich says that as well. The Minhag of Zitachov as well is to say Aleinu and thereafterwards Sfiras HaOmer. The Minchas HaOmer that we quoted before is to saying the order. To saying the order, the third reason for the order to have Sfiras HaOmer, then Aleinu thereafterward, he also dabbles in the other, in the reverse concept of having the Sfiras HaOmer after Aleinu. And he says as follows, why would we do that? So he says the minhag in many places in Klal Yisrael is to count the Sfira after Aleinu. So why would we be doing that if he brought his rationale that it has to be before Aleinu? Aleinu is the closer, is the closing tefillah. And he says it's because when you daven Marav early, in many places daven Marav early, that causes us a problem because, again, it's supposed to be Sheva Sabbatos Temimos, but we're supposed to be counting during the night. We have to wait till the new day starts, which is at nighttime. And if you're davening Marav early, it's not the proper time to be counting yet. So accordingly, we want to push the Sfiras HaOmer to later, not earlier, because we were assuming before that people were davening after Tzeis HaKochavim, but if they're davening before Tzeis HaKochavim, they're davening early. We want to wait on that Sfira until the proper time. Accordingly, we now have an understanding why people would wait and put the Sfira after Aleinu, because if they're davening too early to really properly count the Sfira, then we want to say Aleinu and then push the Sfira there afterwards. So there we have it. different minhagim. What seems to be the prevalent minhag is that, like the Mishnah Berurah and the others that we quoted, the first view is we have the Sfira and then Aleinu there afterward, but we do have that issue if the place is davening too early, davening before Tzeisa Kachavim, then we do certainly have a very good reason why we want to wait on that Sfira Sa'omer and push that a little bit later until after Aleinu. Have a wonderful day.